comments and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
Hit fucking record is what I'm asking.
I did. I just hit the thing that says record.
Is it on record now?
Well, yeah, it's not off record.
All right. Chad, introduce everybody.
This is everybody, and you're listening to Radio BAM on Sirius XM.
41.
In real life. Porcelain Black, dude.
Porcelain Black is here. They're on tour with Lil Wayne.
Yes.
And I came to BAM's house today, and there was a fucking awesome tour bus parked outside. I don't know what's going on.
You admire their tour bus?
I really do admire their tour bus. I'll tell you what. CKY used to have tour buses. Yeah.
Oh, dude, they have marble floors and shit.
I know, that tour bus is so
Oh, and you
so
can take
new.
A shit in it, too.
No, yeah, I can't. That's because there's a girl on the bus. There's so many girls
on the driver's
bus.
Cool with it, dude. You can take a shit in it.
Yeah. He doesn't want a bunch of fucking constipated women around.
Did you hear? Remember when we were in London and Dave Matthews' Band was in town? Dave Matthews' Band fucking pulls their bus over and dumps
they dump in the lake?
All their shit into the Thames River. And they're on the news and shit over it. And Dave Matthews is trying to say, like, he had nothing to do with it. He's like, I can't control my bus driver. I don't know.
But he can't control his bowels.
Dave Matthews' Band fucking tour bus is just dumping shit in the river and they have it on
floor. On people. On people. On a fucking tour boat underneath. Yeah. Fucking piles of fucking gooey ass puke and shit from fucking jam band. Fucking jam band shit.
Hippie shit.
Hippie shit.
How the fuck?
Violin plan shit.
How the fuck does he sell out so many tickets?
Dave Matthews?
Are people just certified dumb?
Those hippies are too stoned to like, think.
I think it's mostly...
I mean, he's a good musician, yes. But, like, he wears a white t-shirt and a pair of fucking jeans. Who cares? Well, I want to see some rocking ass shit or, like, some... gold chain wearing Rick Ross.
He's for the people who want the opposite of that, which is mainly almost everyone.
Yeah, her name starts with an A.
Shut up.
She went to 14 fucking Dave Matthews.
All right,
concerts.
She wouldn't go to another one. It's a girl I know. I took that Matthews right out of her. None of that. They got a fiddle player. So.
Chad, I'm kind of bummed out today because I missed Zach's singing guitar today because I was too busy getting the tattoo.
Oh, you got a Ryan Dunn tattoo.
Yeah,
random hero.
He was singing guitar, and I missed it.
Singing guitar?
Yeah. He was like playing near, near.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You like that?
Yeah, I do.
Do
like
you
it.
Think, this is what I think. I think he forgot to put the D in.
Dude.
It says random hero, and the D looks like it was put in there. That's just what I think.
Maybe he wanted it in the style of your eight
no,
shit tattoo.
No, look at it and think about it.
I see it. I mean...
I honestly think he forgot about it.
The O would have been way too far away if he did.
What do you think?
I don't think so.
Do you think you forgot about the D? Yeah. I had my eyes closed the whole time he was doing the tattoo, and I remember opening them, and he was talking to his buddy. Dude, you forgot the fucking D.
You heard that?
He said something like that, and I saw him stressing about
Who
it.
Who did the tattoo?
She saw it firsthand. I go to fucking Hershey goddamn park. I'm thinking, who the fuck, you know, who wants to see Lil Wayne and Amish? There's a bunch of Amish people around, but you know what? Everybody wants to see it.
Are you sure there are Amish people at the Lil Wayne concert?
Dude, I passed so many goddamn horse and buggy.
But they're not allowed to go see Lil Wayne, are they?
Unless they're, what's it called?
Rumspringer.
What?
Rumspringer.
When you're 16, you get to decide whether you want to be Amish or not. So you get to go out and fucking do whatever.
You get to go out into the outside world and go crazy for like 2 years and then decide if you want
to
come back.
So after 2 years, when you turn 18, you have to figure out if you want to go back to Amish country or just float around. And if you float around, then they shun you.
That's fucked up, huh? You don't get shunned. Look at Mohawk's Mohawk.
Dude, he didn't have any hairspray today, so he took goddamn Elmer's glue.
It works.
It didn't work when you're in the Lambo because
nothing works.
It
in
was
Lambo.
Sideways.
Do you have any Lil Wayne stories? You went and saw him at, up in Hershey. You walk in.
No, I saw him in Scranton, and then I found out that you guys had a day off.
Scranton.
I could have took everybody skydiving for free, but no, I went by myself. Thank you.
You went Zach. Skydiving.
Thanks Bam. A lot, Zach.
Bam, where's Porcelain's dirty mouth? She'll talk all about that tour.
I think she's sleeping.
Oh.
So you went skydiving?
No,
no she's got a dirty mouth, though.
Eye diving?
I went skydiving, for fuck's sake.
What's that like?
You jump out of an airplane.
Is that it?
And then you float. And then a parachute happens.
Were you?
And then you land.
Were you scared? Did you have to? Did you
I've
go,
done it 5 times. I'm not scared.
Did you go tandem?
Yeah, you have to.
What does that mean?
It actually takes 5 times for you to not go tandem.
I don't know what that means.
So technically, I could do it by myself right now if I want to. But
did you go tandem? Is it tandem?
I like the fact that somebody else is responsible for
pulling
shit getting fucked up, even though
you're not
if
allowed.
There was any kind of disaster skydiving, you're goddamn dead.
You're not allowed to do that drunk, huh?
Bam or Gerald, you're denied. Whoa. I heard Bam or Gerald's in the crowd.
That was Lil Wayne from the concert.
Yeah, he called me out and he said I was there and I happened to be not there at the time and I'm really bummed out about it. A, embarrassed. B, bummed out. C.
Why don't we play a song by Porcelain Black on Radio Bam Faction?
All right, what do you recommend? Where's your headset? Oh. Recommend the song.
King of the World.
Okay.
All right.
We'll type it in the YouTube.
Oh, where's the tour manager? He was dancing like Muggle Jackson. He's really good. Porcelain Black's manager.
You secretly like manager. Muggle Jackson, don't you?
Fuck
him. Chad secretly likes Michael Jackson.
I publicly like Michael Jackson. Fucking fully publicly.
Oh, yeah? Who's this?
It's a baby. I want to know where the fucking song is so I can play it.
Why would you play that?
Why not?
Now he's playing this? Fuck.
Can we get a fucking CD in here?
I want pussy juice.
Work it on the shotgun.
All right, here comes the pussy juice. You got it?
Do you have Porcelain Black yet? Type in YouTube.
I don't want to play a shitty YouTube version of it. It'll
sake,
sound like
crap.
We have
to do everything for him.
It'll sound like shit. Where's the tour manager?
I really do want to drink pussy juice. Just to see. A shot of it? That'd be rad.
A whole shot?
Fuck yeah.
Can you create it? What was that? Alright, good. Can somebody fucking give me a CD?
I'm doing a shot of pussy juice.
Alright, Porcelain Black on Radio Bam, Sirius XM.
My paper drama queen is always creeping down. Goes around, comes around.
You're listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action.
So, can you grab like a thing of Jack Daniels for Chad?
Yeah, I mean, I have no money, but...
Because I spent it all.
Tell her that I have it when she gets here.
Tell her you drive a fucking Subaru.
Tell her she drives a Subaru.
No, she drives a Volkswagen.
Well, tell her she drives a Volkswagen.
You drive a Volkswagen.
And tell her...
She agreed.
What? No,
if she could front it, get it, and then bring it here.
If you can get a bottle of whiskey, we'll pay you back.
Yeah, because I have it here.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah. It'll take me a little.
Ask her if you get any pussy out of the deal.
Well, do I get any pussy out of the deal? Do I get any pussy out of the deal?
You're an asshole.
Is it true or false?
No.
Am I an asshole that's getting laid?
You're not going to get any pussy over this?
Of course, but.
That means yes.
Of course.
So I'm an asshole that's getting laid later, right?
You shut up. Yes.
I'm getting laid. Where's the little Wayne microphone? I'll sing that
right part. Here.
Cause I'm getting laid. Tonight.
What kind? What do you want?
Oh, Jack Daniels.
Okay, how much?
The big one.
The big one.
Oh, damn.
Okay.
So you're going to LA, Bam?
I am.
For how long?
3 days. Then I'm going straight to Spain.
Not Minerva Fest in Mississippi.
I know about that.
So you're going to LA for 3 days, so we need to do a fucking show.
That's why you're here, dude.
I just thought you liked me. I don't know.
Well, that's true, too.
Oh,
I feel my arm, faggot. I can say whatever I want.
That's true. Is that what that means? Shit.
Novak's in jail now. He gets out at the end of the new year.
There you go. Novak does get out of jail in December. I was supposed to go see him with Louis yesterday, and I didn't do that. I feel guilty every time.
Meeting him and going to see Lil Wayne.
You're like Lil Wayne's biggest fan.
You know why? Because I hate fucking taking out this nose ring. That's why I don't visit him.
Lil Wayne?
No, Novak, dude. They made me take out this nose ring, and then it closed up, and then I have to re-pierce it. It's fucking annoying. And I really hate it, and it's like not worth
it. So keep the nose ring and fuck Novak.
Fuck Novak. Not worth visiting him.
Because you want a nose ring?
Because I don't feel like going back to the place to re-pierce it.
It's not worth visiting your best friend in jail when you have to take your nose ring off.
It sucks. It hurts and it sucks.
Yeah, man. That nose ring looks so fucking good. Just fuck Novak.
No, like, look. I can't do anything with it.
I know. Mine's been in since fucking
20
years.
Go visit Novak, dude. See how annoying it is.
It's fine. It's Novak
like,
that's annoying.
Think about it. What are you going to do with a fucking nose ring when you're in jail, like, visiting a friend? Like, dude, he's got a nose ring. He's going to fuck somebody up with it. Like, what's the problem?
Pick the lock.
I don't know. Any.
You got to pick a lock.
Any metal.
Nose.
Any metal.
Metal?
Or they can.
Nose lock. Okay.
The more nose rings, like, the bigger the knife.
You know what's funny? You could have a wedding ring on. They let you do that.
That's gay.
It doesn't make sense is what it is.
Yeah, it's gay. I want to hear what happened last night. I came in and everybody's so destroyed and hungover from last night. Why can't somebody tell me the story of last night?
What happened last night?
I know.
We introduced Porcelain Black to Jake's bar.
No, okay, what happened to you last night?
What happened to me? I don't even know.
Tell me, was it a rager or was it a medium?
It was raging. We were raging. You guys were what, golfing?
That's medium bullshit because we were too busy driving all night. We drove from Hershey to here.
3 a.m. and party. What you guys? I went to sleep around 8. What time did you guys go to sleep?
I figured it out, dude. A Lamborghini, I'll get here in 50 minutes.
A bus?
A tour bus from Hershey? Ha! One turn takes 5 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, it took them 2.5 hours.
Because we had to ride in both the fucking lanes, too.
So we would have had a rager, but no.
It's cool. You guys went to that bar at like 9 a.m.
Holy shit, we did.
8 a.m.
You forget.
Fuck. Jake's bar.
I don't forget. Now I re-remember.
I didn't go.
We went to Jake's bar, yeah. And Jake's bar is like the worst dive bar in Westchester. And you can't, if you have a passport, they don't accept fucking passports. You can go to Afghanistan with a passport, but you can't get into a fucking dive bar in Westchester. Certified bullshit, dude.
Do you know Dancer is from Copenhagen, and she knows where Penny hangs out?
Tom Penny?
Yeah, talk about that.
This is what I heard about Tom Penny. He's my favorite skater. They say that he shows up at Christiania, mm-hmm. which is like...
She knows what it is.
Explain that.
Christiania?
Yeah.
Christiania is like an area in Copenhagen that was... I think it was built in like the 70s. Mm. They're just like, fuck it, let's just... I think it was some old buildings, they took them over. They built new houses, they made them however they wanted to, like weird shapes. Like
police,
every day smoke-free weed.
They show up like... Once every other day or something?
It's been like the best part of Copenhagen for like 20, 30 years. And then now the police and the government is trying to take it down. Trying to talk about, because inside Christiania, they don't pay normal taxes and all that shit. Mm. So now they're trying to take it down, saying like, oh, you guys need to pay taxes like the rest of us and all this bullshit. Instead of just letting that be, they're like,
what do people do when they go there?
Well, CKY,
they smoke weed and
CKY
listen to good
was
music.
In Copenhagen. Tom Penny's there. And. Word. First of all, the people at the bowl that he skates at say he shows up one day, total space cadet, like can't even drop in on a fucking ramp, just totally out of it. Next day, he'll drop in, do a frontside flip first try, like skates so good. So then he shows up to the fucking CKY thing, and I say, I'm like, Tom Penny, fuck yeah, he's my favorite skater. So I'm like, drink whatever you want, it's all on me. So he's like, really? So he gets a bottle of Jack. Starts slugging it when he's on who knows what. Ends up throwing a bike through the window of the venue.
In Christiania?
Yeah, and they're like arresting him and he's asking me for help. And I'm like,
fuck.
Dude, you threw a bike through a window. Like, I can't help.
Yeah, but
if you do that, you get arrested.
Erase.
Now we're not allowed there.
Because of Tom Penn. Shut the fuck
yeah,
up.
Yeah, they don't want us there. It all gets fucking blamed on CKY. Wow. Everything.
Is that true?
Yeah. This radio show is probably getting blamed on CKY.
But he lives there?
In Copenhagen, yeah.
Okay. What kind of drugs does he do?
Crack.
Mm. Ouch.
He was asking for ice on his weed when he was in the backstage.
But he likes cold weed? I don't get it.
No, it's called crack.
Ah, that's what they call?
Yo, we need to put some ice on this man. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
So, you guys are touring around opening for Lil Wayne with no merchandise to sell.
That's what I'm trying to say.
That's how we roll.
It's crazy. I mean, there's six acts on the Lil Wayne tour, and you guys are the first ones, right?
Yep.
So, what time do you go on? Like, before doors?
6:40.
6:52.
Is there a lot of people there at the time? Or?
It was like a couple thousand.
Usually. What size of the fucking place is you're playing? Probably really big. Really
Hershey was like, 15, what, 000? Like
15,000?
Yeah, it was huge.
Yeah, a little over 20.
Yeah, well, CKY just 20, played 30. In front of 80,000, so. That's true. But that's cool, 15,000, you know.
Whatever, dude.
It's fucking cool. There's like 3,000 when you guys go on, right?
Yeah.
And then when you go off, what's there, like 1,000 or something? I'm joking. Come on. I want to see the show at Camden.
Just wait.
All right. I am. I'm waiting for the song.
Fuck, so you're going to Camden? I have to go to Los Angeles.
I really
tomorrow.
Do want to go see it.
All right, whatever.
I was planning on going.
Your ribs still hurt, so I mean, yeah, I don't know what you're going to do about that.
No, I have to go film something.
What are you going to film?
A commercial.
For what?
Contour cameras. It's like a lipstick camera. Oh, they're rad and shit. But
sneaky
like,
little film a porn camera and don't tell her.
Well, you could do that if you want.
NHD.
Not saying I would, but...
Okay, so, Bethany's coming over. Why don't you do it? I have fucking 12 of them.
It's illegal.
It's not illegal if she agrees.
No, it's not illegal if she agrees.
I've already done it.
Why don't you put... See, the camera's so small.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you put it in her pussy and then we can see your dick go in it. Let's experiment, dude. Let's see what happens.
Spearmint. I'd rather wintergreen.
You're an ass.
That's not my joke. It's Deco's.
Is Bethany down?
Call him.
Yes. Put it on speakerphone. Tell her. Tell her. Right. Listen. Lipstick cameras. We need to experiment. There's money involved here.
Hi.
Hey, babe. So Bam needs to do some camera tests. Yeah. He's doing a commercial for these contour cameras. We need to see how they work in low light. So he wants to see if we could put a contour camera inside your pussy with the lens facing out. So then
you can see my dick going in and out of your pussy from a first-hand pussy's view. Can I do that?
Dead silence.
Did you hang up?
I think that's a yes. A giggle means yes.
Tell her I'm serious.
He's dead serious. We want to experiment.
There's money involved.
There's money involved.
Oh. Well, we all know I need that.
I need, well.
Well, of course you need.
You won't even see your face.
My broke ass.
Yeah,
You won't see your face. You won't even see your pussy. All you'll see is the head of my dick going into your pussy.
That's true.
You'll actually never be on camera. Your pussy will be the cameraman or camera woman in this fact. just say yes.
Is she in or
I'm
she
sorry?
Out?
Are you in or you out?
No, you're not gonna do that.
Oh. Right. Chad's gonna
but I mean,
do that.
You know, the effort was there, so I
Me?
Gave you that.
Dude, wait till she gets here with whiskey. We'll talk her into it. I'll make it happen. Then.
Chad, I need a bone thrown.
I'm sorry, what? Throw me a freaking bone. Spaghetti bolognese with fresh mozzarella.
Okay. Or regular spaghetti.
What?
Okay, and then can I get? Do you want a passion fruit juice?
Okay,
two passion fruit juices. I was getting so pissed. Should we get chicken fingers? Nah.
Well, sure, yeah, fuck it.
Can I get that shrimp thing? Not like the,
Where were we?
In the cab. The grilled shrimp, yeah. Can I just get two side orders of that, not the dinners? Hello? Are you there? Hello?
Fuck out.
Don't show up.
Just show up.
Just say show up.
Show up.
That's it.
Chad, what did you record here?
It's just porcelain ordering food. you're like, press record.
Yeah. Come on. Oh, no.
Then you tell me cancel the order.
Yes.
After all that one being. You're like, cancel it.
Cancel it. Well, half it.
Why would I say to cancel it? Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Why would I want to cancel it?
Because you're... Okay, thanks, bye. What's that? Cancel it? Why?
Your eyes are bigger than your tummy.
Well, no, I'm going to eat a little bit of everything. Your eyes are bigger than your tummy. I'm hungry. I've been eating all day. Yeah. I had a piece of grilled chicken up there.
Your eyes are bigger than your tummy.
Okay. Okay.
And you know what? You probably only ate half of everything that you ordered.
No, I ate like a lot of it. Well,
get out of town.
Yeah,
right. You know what? You ordered that spaghetti from Bossa Nova, and then you know what? You only ate less than half.
No, because I woke up in the middle of the night and ate the rest of it.
That's a bold-faced lie.
No, it's
not. No, because it is. Because I looked at it 3 days later and it was still in there.
3 days later, it was the day before we left.
No, it was still in there and it was still, like, so much in there.
No, maybe that was a different order.
Yeah, because you fucking... This is what she did. She ordered pasta and she wasn't satisfied with the cheese, so she called back and made them re-bring it all the way back
at 4 a.m.
Well, I wanted.
Yeah.
No, it was.
You had a flight at 5:30.
No, it was.
I bet you had a big fucking loogie in that.
No, fuck that shit. I wanted fresh mozzarella.
I remember you asked 3,000 times,
and I was like, make sure it's fresh mozzarella. Don't fuck my shit up. I don't want fucking pizza cheese. Like,
fuck that shit up. There's goddamn cum in that shit.
Well, it tasted fucking amazing, so maybe I'm into that sort of thing. I don't know.
You like cum?
Okay, two passion fruit juices.
Fuck it. Especially when it's a stranger's.
Pizza cheese.
Yeah, there it is.
Not pizza cheese. Not pizza. Not pizza cheese. spaghetti bolognese with fresh mozzarella on top, not pizza cheese.
There it is. Proof.
See? Well, she's right, yes.
But I tell them every
but
time.
But they fucked it up. So,
fresh
so
mozzarella.
When she wasn't satisfied.
Yeah, fresh mozzarella.
You know what? That proves it right there. You were right.
I was fucking right.
But they,
I always tell them. I tell them.
When you took a bite, you said it was delicious, but you.
Yeah, but it's not as good as fresh mozzarella.
So they brought you a whole new one. I should just start doing that. If I was broke as a joke, ladies and gentlemen, if you're broke, just order something, and then when it gets there, claim that it's not exactly what you ordered, and then you get two of what you want, and then you can give your buddy the other one.
Or you just go to Mississippi and order a beer.
That is fucking true. Dude, Mississippi, every restaurant, like, anything we wanted. Like, you want a hamburger? $3.
Yeah, it was crazy.
You want a beer? $2, and they give you two of them.
No one lives there.
What do you mean no one lives there?
I mean, it.
Dude, we ordered 3 beers, and this lady came out St. Pauli girl style with 6 fucking beers in her hand for the table.
Nice.
It is true.
And you can still smoke in there.
Yeah.
How about this Monero Festival here? I was just there. I was, I went there to host this festival, and apparently, because it was the weekday day, the dude couldn't pay any of the fucking bands. So there's literally 20 bands there, and apparently no one got paid, and neither did the sound people. And the sound people said, we are not, there's 3 bands left, and they're like, we're not turning the electricity on or whatever, and they're not going to play. And I don't know what happened, do you?
I have no clue. I just know it started.
Number one, if there's not a riot with the fans, then there's probably a riot with the fucking bands that didn't get paid.
Well, when it's fucking 3 in the afternoon and soccer moms are getting fucking arrested.
Speaking of soccer moms, Jesus, didn't somebody try to suck you off?
I went there early because I was bored at the hotel. You guys slept till 4:30 in the afternoon. I go over there to hang out, and I just sit down. The soccer mom keeps bringing me beer. I'm like, sure, it's cold beer, whatever.
Have you seen soccer mom?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked with her outside.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, she sucks. She,
yeah, well, then she tried to suck me off, and then she said, let me come up to your room. And I'm like, I'm going to go to bed. And then we're up in the room. Apparently, she was spying on us and looked up into the room. I see Bam walking around. He's not sleeping. He said that he was going to sleep.
Well,
it
no,
doesn't matter
because
if I was
she,
sleeping or
no,
not. I didn't want her
called.
Up there.
She called our room. The phone rang. And so I went and
that's
I answered
that's why I have Nigel Montgomery
and
on my
And the blinds
arm.
Were open. And we didn't know she was sitting outside looking in, watching us the entire time, sitting at the table. So I go over there. She's watching his party. And I walk over and answer the phone. And I'm like, hello. And she's like, hey, do you guys need anything from the store? I was like, no, we're sleeping. We're really. She's like, are you sure you guys don't need anything? Because I can pick something up for you. And I was like, no, I'm tired. And then, like, she watched me hang up the phone, walk back over to the table, and, like, chug more whiskey with you guys. And she's, and then who went downstairs? You went downstairs with Chris, and she's like, I saw you guys up there. You weren't sleeping. You guys are lying to me, but whatever.
Dude, when I was at the
like,
festival,
I feel well, fucking like, spied on,
well,
man.
Well, she's a fucking creeper. Why are you, like, seriously looking
at
the
I really
the
feel
window?
Spied on.
Let's say.
She licked my arm, told me my sweat tasted good, and then said, I'll suck your dick if I could go pick Bam up with you. Then when once you finally got there, she stiff-armed a cop, and they took her away in handcuffs.
That is true. And I didn't know that was her at the time. But she came up, and I was, like, meeting people at the festival, and I gave this girl a hug. Next thing you know, she starts, like, kissing my neck, and she's like, I want to suck you. And then,
not even a specific
then she
part,
pushed the police officer.
Yeah.
Then next thing you know, she's like tackled down in handcuffs. And she told me all about it when she got out. She spent 6 hours in jail.
Jesus.
How about that dude when we were on Melrose in Hollywood?
Oh my God, dude. I don't even think I told you about this.
I was there. He was,
me and Chad,
he was like a little like we kind of hopped up Mexican guy on a bike.
Yeah, we went to go meet Jared Leto on Melrose, and we're just sitting there.
He happened to be out eating a sandwich by himself.
Yeah. And this dude comes by, and he's like, he couldn't even speak barely. He's like, let me get a brewski.
Brewski.
Brewski. I'm like, what? Let me get a brewski. And I said, what, like 10 times, and he kept telling me. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, man. And he started getting frustrated. Then the owner came out. He's like, leave my customers alone. Fuck off, you know. Then a police officer happened to be walking by at that exact moment. And the drunk bum guy just happens to look over and goes, you called the fucking cops on me, motherfucker, to the owner? And he's like, no, he just happens to be walking by. I didn't call anybody. He's like, I'm gonna fuck your place up, you know, like, starts talking all this shit. Then the police officer gets involved, and he was a black dude. Then he starts calling him the N-word, and he said the N-word, like, 60 times, like, so vulgar, and to the point where he just grabbed him by the neck and smashed him into the ground, and his whole mouth was all bloody.
And then they picked him up.
And he just kept saying it more and more and more. I'm like, you should just cut his tongue out. That way he won't get arrested anymore.
He was like 3 inches away from Bam's face, like slobbering blood over our beers, like getting handcuffed over this gate.
Yeah.
It was fucking close up.
And 3D. The bike that he was carrying, they went through his bag, and all the information from the pocket of the bag was somebody else's. So now he's getting charged with a stolen bike.
Checkbooks.
And assaulting a police officer.
He would not shut up.
Dude, he would not shut the fuck. He really would not shut the fuck up, dude. Like, they're like, dude, the more you talk, the more you're going to get arrested. Well, this fucking N-word motherfucker beat me the fuck up because this fucking N-word. It's like, it was just on and on for like, dude, 60 times. It was like unbelievable. I really, and he was getting arrested like 1 foot from my fucking face. Like,
the cops just called me and asked to talk to me about that. Did they call you?
Well, I don't answer any calls.
I don't think I have anything else to say.
Well, what happens? Because the owner said that we both have to testify about this shit. Because he said he's going to sue because the dude beat him up for no reason.
Yeah, I don't feel like it.
Yeah, well, if you're the only one who saw it and me, then that means that we have to go.
No. You knew the N-word, though.
Chad, seriously. Like
Norristown? Yep, Norristown.
If we have to testify, does that mean that we have to spend our own money to fly in?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, that's how it works. They would like you to testify. You
hold
can't,
on.
They can't subpoena you. You don't have to.
Like, an affidavit.
Okay, well, what if you say you can't afford it?
Well, then you give a sworn testimony over the phone or some shit. They record you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, they already have our fucking statement on paper.
That's why it's good enough.
And with him, it is good.
It wasn't an assault against me. I'm not getting involved, dude.
I don't want to get involved either. I'm just telling them what happened. I gave my statement. I'm not showing up in goddamn court.
Right. Fuck it. Fuck it.
Can we play a Poison Black song? Chad, pour some black.
We need more whiskey.
You have this.
I drank it all.
You make
it's right there.
I don't, but...
What's wrong with this?
It's vodka. I mean, it
it's coconut vodka.
I'm drinking it, too. Yeah. All right, pour some black.
She's here, actually.
Yeah, she's right here.
The first half of the show was just her band.
I kidnapped her.
And I know. I was actually fucking passed out.
Yeah. I flew her in. I know. No. Wait a minute. What did we do here? Wait a minute. You were here, and then, yeah, from L.A., then we went to Mississippi, and now she's here right now. So, fuck yeah.
So you want to play a song?
Big time, yeah.
Why don't we play her single, This Is What Rock and Roll Looks Like?
Doy.
Featuring Lil Wayne.
Yeah. Featuring Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayzy.
What do you call him if you're friends with him?
Just Wayne.
Wayne, yeah. Big Lil Wayne.
Big Lil Wayne.
Here he is.
All right. Big Lil Wayne.
Radio Bam 620 Effects.
Excellent. Serious.
Hey, 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 if you're ready to rage, raise your hands up, this is what rock and roll looks like. Yeah, 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 wearing leather and lace, raise your hands up, this is what rock and roll looks like.
Microphone check, 1, 2.
Does it look like I give a fuck?
Holy Lord.
I got a boner. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banter.
Turn it up.
Faction.
Chad Eigensburg.
Chad, you mean?
No, Chad I.
Yo. That was Porcelain Black.
That was.
Yep.
And she's here right now. She's been kidnapped from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
We went to Mississippi and now we're here in Pennsylvania. And you know what's fucked? What do you think about us hanging out at Ryan Felipe's house?
You know,
he's from Hoquesson, you know.
Delaware.
Yeah, and he said he lived in Philly, but I didn't remember who he was until you said the Reese Witherspoon
he
guy.
He was cool as shit, man.
He was a really cool dude, and he's got a fucking sweet house.
Oh, well, yeah, but...
Yeah.
Well,
he's a cool Reese dude, regardless. What? Was it? That wasn't her house. He got a new house.
How do you know?
Because I think they divorced a while ago. He's been there for 2 years.
Yeah, but in California, you get half of whatever, dude.
He said he's lived there for 2 years.
Yeah.
Had some dojo. Had some, like, Chinese feel to it. But, yeah, we went out, and you stood him up for dinner. We were about a half an hour late.
I didn't stood him up for dinner.
Well, you, by accident.
I was 30 minutes late.
We were right next door waiting.
I know.
You thought it was 7:30.
We went to go to the piano bar. You know where that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we went there to wait because we were 30 minutes early, and we ended up being 30 minutes late. So... He was sitting there waiting. I felt a little bit bad.
Yeah, he's a big fan of yours, man.
I think that's fucking weird, like, because I've known of him from, like,
what movies
Cruel
was
Intentions,
he in?
And I Know What You Did Last Summer, all that shit. I've seen, you know, and, like, I saw him at the Roosevelt. He's like, dude, you need to come over to my house. I was like, okay. So I did.
Well, he invited you. You guys were there like a couple times, right?
And then I invited my brother over there as well. And his kid has a drum set, so Jess tuned drums and shit, so he's all stoked.
Dude, this girl looks at us and goes, yo, like, have a lot of fun in Tupelo. The taxi driver was a former NFL player, just looks at us and goes, fuck Tupelo.
What's Tupelo?
That's where
Mississippi.
Was.
Yeah.
It's the birthplace of Elvis.
Sounds like a rapper. Tupelo. Yeah.
Then we had him. Then we made him take us to Elvis's house.
You made him.
Yeah.
Elvis's Graceland.
No, his first house, the little one.
Yeah.
Which Phil told us was it's called a shotgun house because it's so small that if someone came in with a shotgun, there's nowhere to hide.
And when he had to take a shit, he had to go to an outhouse.
Yeah.
Well, that's fucked up. What, is Elvis there?
Dude, his house is literally smaller than this very room yet.
It's easily. So small.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You could park a car and a half.
Yeah, it's like a garage, like a small garage.
It's
it kind of makes me like
where
him
he grew up
better.
Yeah.
It was his childhood home.
Yeah.
Does Phil think Elvis is possibly still alive?
No. Fuck no.
He's sure of it.
Fuck no.
He's not sure of it.
Elvis is full-blown dead.
Yeah, but don't people think he is alive, though?
Maybe when it happened.
Oh, nobody still thinks that?
Fuck no. Huh.
Tupac's alive, though.
Oh, bullshit.
I know, I'm just kidding.
What about that chick from England?
Amy Winehouse?
Yeah.
Oh, she's alive for sure.
Do you like her?
Chad, is Michael Jackson
yeah.
still alive?
You do?
No.
I think she's dope.
Yeah, me
or
too.
She was.
Amy Winehouse.
She's super talented.
Yeah.
Well, didn't they say she died from being sober?
That's the thing, dude. They said that she was so muffed up that, like, alcohol withdrawal and pill withdrawal, like, of her being clean for 4 fucking days, she died over it.
You can have you go into seizures from that.
I think she was drinking still, but she was not. She was binge drinking, but not taking any drugs. I think.
We saw what happened to Novak. On the tennis court.
Yeah.
Him stopping.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Did he stop that day?
Yeah, we came back from L.A. He ran out of Xanax for 2 days,
right.
And then he had
That's Novak's favorite stories, when he said he walked into
you,
the college
do you have that clip on
said,
you now?
Can't die from
we
not
played
having
it once.
Hair.
I don't have it here.
But do you have it, though?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You do?
It's horrifying, yeah.
Wait, you have it on your computer now?
I'd have to look, man. That's scary.
Well, fucking look.
It's too scary.
No, look.
I
We played it on an older episode.
It doesn't matter. I don't remember.
I can try to find it, dude. That's all I'm saying. Novak. What else happened, dude?
Wait to hear this if he finds it.
Well, don't wait for me.
Edit.
I don't have it. I don't have it with me.
You don't?
Nope.
All right, can you play a song I recommend?
Sure.
Lacrimis Profunda.
Where am I going to
find it? Do you know how to spell that?
Does anyone?
Mohawk probably does.
L-A-C-R-I-M-U-S?
No.
Lacrimis?
Yeah.
Lacrimus.
Yeah.
No, I don't know how to spell it.
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Lacrimis Profunda.
The chat of I.L. Ginsberg.
What?
Can you play another Lacrimis song, please?
What?
I'm so into it.
You're talking under
Amber Girl.
You're talking under the microphone. Amber Girl?
Amber Girl, yeah.
Amber Girl.
Yeah.
Amber Girl. I think it's just called Amber.
There you
have it. No, it's called Amber Girl.
Can you play that and then I have one last story to talk about?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Pours in Black. She's here.
This is Lacrimis.
What up?
Yeah.
love, I die for you, sweet Amber Girl. I bleed for us and busk in you. May my lips and hearts flaming lips all in time, say it to me again. Believe. Should balance tears my gift for you, my Amber Girl, or set you on fire, girl? Be mine or not, I die for you, sweet Amber Girl. I'll bleed for a simple skin.
Dude, they're playing in fucking Romania, Chad.
Turn the air conditioning on.
Chaz.
They're playing in Romania? Where are they from?
They're from Austria.
Isn't that close?
Not really.
I have no idea. What's the capital of Romania?
Romania, Bucharest.
What's the capital of where they're from?
Austria?
Yeah.
Vienna.
Huh. Hmm. Like the sausages.
I want to go.
Little ones.
Actually, can you really?
The little ones.
Mohawk, you're closest. Can you find out when that Lacrimus Festival is on in Romania? I really, really want to go.
So what do you want to talk about?
That dude with the sweater, the fucking rainbow.
Oh, man, he had a bad sweater.
That guy sucked.
You agree, right?
Yeah.
Like, he deserved it.
I tried telling him, too. I was like, newsflash. And then he kept cutting him off. And I was like, no, fucking newsflash. And then he's like, newsflash, this, yeah, blah, blah. I was like, fucking idiot.
Do you want to sum it up?
If you would have just shut the fuck up
and
listen.
Can you say what happened? I will.
Okay.
All right. So I'm sitting there. And this dude comes up. He's like, you look just like that Bam Margera dude. I was like, yeah, I get that a lot. He's a fucking asshole. And he's like, yeah, he is a fucking asshole. You know what? I'm like, yeah, he totally is. I'm like, all he does is just jump off his shit and then fall into bushes and then claim that he's hurt and shit. And he's like, dude, you're totally fucking right. And he just kept agreeing with me to the point where I just smacked him across the face so hard. Then Chad tackled him. Oh, but I was in love with this dog at the time.
Yeah, you had a little puppy you wanted to buy for $3,000.
I had this puppy with me at the time.
You're offering the person who owned it $3,000.
I love that dog.
I know.
You're like, I still love him.
You can't be too attached to it. They only had it for 4 days. You were attached to it in fucking 4 minutes.
I love that dog.
Yeah, I know. You love the dog. But the dude got in your way and then... Yeah, this lapping, but he was being a prick.
Dropping shit.
And then I had to drag him to the cab.
You're like, your fucking sweater sucks.
I told him that we didn't like his sweater.
Listen,
it's so good. What?
What about Porcelain's unretortable Twitter comment?
Oh yeah. I've been what's up with so that? Much shit.
You know what?
For that.
Like, but you never even said that anybody else was. You said that we were.
No, I retweeted what you guys said, and now I'm getting attacked.
We took a photo of us together with my North Philly faggot tattoo, which I have on my arm. And we said, we're North Philly faggots, fuck yeah.
Like, at getting ready to go to the Tupelo Manera Festival, whatever.
It turns out that there's, like, a bunch of, like, angry people on her fucking Twitter saying, like...
Well, of course that has a lot of gay fans.
There's this one guy that's attacking me, but, like, I love... I have a fucking rainbow on my arm. Like, I'm all about gay people, like...
Me too.
I don't have
a problem
with it. Like,
obviously, you didn't mean no harm.
And he was, like, talking so much shit to me and was, like...
Oh, wait, you had the best fucking...
Blah, blah.
Dude, listen,
I gotta find what he was...
Because Chad's good at retort.
Okay, let me find and read you what he was saying to me.
This is brilliant.
He was such a fucking dick.
He was just saying, like, he got
bullied. No, I got it. It's fucking... Wait for it.
Chad, dude, this is the best answer ever.
What did he reply to that?
We're gonna get to that.
I don't know.
His initial response was... Well, how are your fans reacting to... Are they...
All my other fans... Well, when I tell you what I wrote... But he was like, how dare you? I got fucking picked on in school for getting called a faggot and this and that, blah, blah. I was like, I didn't say faggot. I retweeted it. And, like, I think, like, everybody being different in the world is, like, what makes this world great. I was like, so I'm sorry, like, that you were offended by it. But I didn't even say it. I retweeted it. And, like, you all should know me better that whatever. And, oh, wait, they're coming up.
In the meantime,
he's like, stop coming for me. That was obviously offensive. Goodbye. Just like, oh, it's taking so long to load. It's pissing me off. He must be so fucking bored because he tweets a lot. This was just like a day ago. Porcelain Black basically said that faggot is a term of endearment. Oh, so my school bullies were saying they loved me? Porcelain Black, I was called a faggot in high school. It wasn't fun then. It wasn't fun now. Do you understand? And then he, like, retweeted
at
me. I know. I didn't call. I would never call anybody. And then he was like, thank you, Danny. I've been trying to say that, but they can't seem to understand that saying faggot is wrong. Blah, blah, blah. All the shit, like, totally fucking attacking me. And I tweeted him back because I was so fucking pissed. And I finally was just like, you're a fucking hypocrite. I never called anyone a faggot, or did I say it was an endearing term? You're the bully. I go, you probably got bullied in high school, clearly, because you're a fucking asshole, not because you're gay. I was like, cry wolf to my middle finger, you fucking bitch.
That's a good enough retort.
I was like, but fuck that shit. Like, are you kidding
me? Dude,
that's
hard. Like, that's hard to come back to. Like, what the fuck do you say
like, what
back
the
to that?
Like, I grew up in a fucking hair salon with a bunch of gay guys that were all, like, the shit and are, like, super fashionistas and, like, why I fucking love fashion today. And I was just like, half of my friends are gay. I'm half gay, you fucking gay.
How about you on the airplane?
I am a gay.
Memphis to Philadelphia, Porcelain woke up to $10,000. Covered all over on the fucking airplane. She would go like, what the fuck? And it's $10,000 all over.
I woke up to being a stripper.
I just kept throwing it on her until she woke up.
I was like, it was like a blanket of fucking money all over me. And then I didn't want to move.
Mahawk has a photo of it.
You still have $10,000 in cash falling out of your pocket. Don't go to the bar like that.
I'm not at the bar. I'm at home.
Well, make sure you put it away. I'll lose it again. Kick it in a hay pile.
Yes, sir.
Well, you want to kick it around in a leaf pile?
Oh, don't remind me. Oh. God. One time in Trenton, New Jersey, I tackled... Who did I tackle? Novak. Into a fucking leaf pile. And I was kind of like hanging out like this. So $5,000 got lost in a goddamn leaf pile. And I realized it when I got home.
I think that it was sucks. Six.
So in order for me to get it back, which I probably wouldn't at that point, was 1.5 hours back to Trenton, New Jersey. So I just said, fuck it.
That sucks.
Did you find that $5,000?
The only way that I...
System.
The only way that I could look at it that is like, I hope somebody's really fucking happy, dude. You know,
what
like,
if they never found it? No, like,
that's what I start thinking about. Like, what if somebody's mowing the lawn and fucking chop it all up or something? Like,
it's just fucking bills.
That would blow.
Chopped bills flying everywhere.
You know, Cleveland's down at the Hobbit Hole recording his song. It sounded pretty good, dude. I heard it so far.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
It's fucking... Should we go hear it? Cleveland sings really good.
Should we go hear it?
They're in the middle of cutting vocals. He might get all nervous.
Well, should we go hear it?
I think he wants to wait to play it till it's done, like most artists.
Do I have time to play one last song?
Absolutely.
Chaz? All right, this is Porcelain's Option.
I never heard of that.
What's your favorite song?
My favorite song?
Yeah.
Who has one?
We'll look it up.
I don't
on
know.
The
I want to. I mean, I always automatically go to Nine Inch Nails Closer.
Okay, so, well, let's do that.
That's a stripper song.
Fucking
right?
Shickers will be stoked
right,
as hell.
Eat your asshole right now.
You're going to eat my asshole?
No, Shickers.
Who?
Shickers.
Who's Shickers?
He's the guy who takes photos. Yeah.
Shit, goose.
He's one of my good friends. He loves Nine Inch Nails. He like wants to suck his dick, and he's not even gay.
It's probably hard to find the real version.
Closer.
Oh, I got it. All right, Radio Bams.
Are you going to dance to it?
Maybe. Fuck Twitter.
Fuck Tupelo.
Fuck Tupelo.
Tupelo.
Y'all better come back and visit us.
Fuck Tupelo.
All right. Fuck. Man, it's not available.
There we have it.
Rock around.
Help me. Radio Bam. That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction. Later.